your purpose. Know what you're doing while you pray. If you're praying just to be yielding to the Holy Ghost, that's purpose. If you're praying, as the Bible says, to edify yourself, that's purpose. But pray with purpose. And that is something you have to work at. You have to make it, you have to do that. You have to do that with what decision and determination with whatever you're doing. Because if you don't, you can just lose sight. We need to just stop right here and listen to the Lord.
Lord, Foy, could you and somebody bring my chair? Honde etso seti tatos de si tatole. Nella pote aracoste eto doors of opening. Atoste etelo poton stafana. Leto te kisha tsasa sito te. Adote tarato destitate. Atata tacastito te. Lord Afratonde. Now, if la toce et okoste zinzuce, and the things of frode elobondasta, let afratos te kiste clito dojeana katsozo si. Led of the spirit, takafrotes dinatasto neoprakandos te kita tatote. Lord, avrotatisto conelitado, net, afrotas takloko potratas tandatai, the ties of roda di Lord evlago brashto cone kijetiata. Now alavots te kileva dojetita. And inglege Buddha et zisido te kiste ato glegi vananzoza. Lord, evrota tiste kianando devado zize. Le andoje da godzaza sinzite. Lord, evrota kimbesto conde eado zord. Le brando ste kimbratan. Now le. Led avrasto kebero do dosta nana vadizol lepratosta gido destiva din den distomo dor alabastonda the door alabrosta led olavrasto led ovradasto os de kiva tanungeste. Now claim a ravrosta gelebin de zonzele givesto kayana. Ege doje didi get stalo kovo yo nema hein. The hind a lavrost kidebata. Lord ekleke badzor. La zor abra daradishta kinananda das asidzo sidata. Ningli givara doshta. Let evrados debarado dusik ibduzo ne palako zizaste. Kareste kile kasto koyonike cheta tano koce zi. Nakla kampote ashta karakasto zosista tata tata tata. Now we'll just wait on the Lord. We just wait on the Lord. We talked last week about seeking Him. Waiting is part of seeking. Jesus said we watch and pray. So while we are waiting, we are watching
Habakkuk 2, 1 and 2 says, I will station myself on my post of observation, and I will watch to see what he will say within me and what answer I shall make as his mouthpiece. Lord, it's soon. Now, epratos de kile gatsos o shita tato chita tata che. Hato je shisa toto kolo poto dobro shtaya tata tata. Sometimes waiting on the Lord is done in silence, but sometimes waiting on the Lord is done with an undercurrent or a bedrock of praying in tongues. Because the operation of tongues, one of the purpose and designs of tongues is to bring forth spiritual knowledge. Hato prashta gliki pato dobra to jedze shtiata hotashtayata. It combined with interpretation gives utterance. And by praying in tongues, you give and make way for utterance. Now, what is utterance? Utterance is words to release what you begin to see or know within your own spirit, or to give release to what is in his spirit. For the Spirit of God, no man knows this what's in him save the Spirit that is within him. Even so, the Spirit of God searches the mind of God, seeking out the height, the depth, the breadth, the width of God, seeking out those things no man can see, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and yet he has revealed them to us by his Spirit. So we have an underbed of tongues. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, rivers. This he spake of the Spirit. And so this flow of the Spirit, we catch the flow and we flow with him, and we are watching then within. Not with these eyes, with these eyes. And then 1 John says, and you have an unction from the Holy One. And let peace be your umpire. So as we're watching, and it would seem as we pray in tongues that is where his mind is at. That is where that seems right, and we do that and we follow that. And then as we do, we watch to see what we would say with that. And if we start to say something, but in saying it, we lose our place in the stream. If saying it causes his presence to withdraw even a little bit, then there's not peace in it, and you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't say that. I was prepared with a lesson, which we may or may not get to. But the more I spoke, the more the presence was departing from within. As I watched to see what to say from within, I was having to look harder and harder, and the words were further and further apart. You remember Jesus gave the parable of the Pharisee that was at the wall praying, and he said, and he prayed, and he prayed with himself. In other words, God wasn't in it. It's just him. You can tell. And what people do is they give up when they come to that place and they say, prayer is dry. No, you are. You are. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spake of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not dry. And the Bible speaks in Proverbs of the well of salvation and says a man of understanding will draw it out. And you have to watch. You watch, you look for where the water is. Where's the flow? And sometimes you have to look for it. Sometimes you have to wait for it. Sometimes you pray for it.